Don't even get me started. I've looked in a couple of bags upstairs this morning and Mum's bought balloons for every club she reckons I'm going to go to. So she's ready to blow them up and hang them out at front. So, yeah, I think just it's exciting for everyone, not just me. I think I've got 80 people coming over tonight, and I think they're just really excited to see what's going to happen. But at the same time, I know they're pretty nervous for me to be going interstate. Mum's told me that she's going to burst out crying, which will be a little strange.
So there are 80 people at the Crocker household. That was Ben Crocker who joined us yesterday. Terrific young fella by the sounds of things, and telling us how the night was going to go over at the Crocker household. Well, in the end, hopefully Mrs. Crocker, Vicky, Ben's mum, had a lot of black and white balloons on hand because he ended up going to Collingwood with pick number 65. It took a while to get him there, Vicky, but the boys going to the Collingwood Footy Club, you must be absolutely delighted for him.
Oh, we are. We're just over the moon. It was one of the most stressful nights of our lives, but he's there and we're all extremely happy. It's been great. balloons popped this morning.
Right.
No, it's fantastic, Vicky. And I saw one of the grabs of another player, Brandon White, and he had his family in that. And when it was finally announced, it just got to all too much for the kid, and he broke down. What was he like?
Oh, yeah, look, it was just so stressful for us because we just, you know, pick 65, we thought he'd be long gone. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, what's happening? The minute it happened, we didn't have 80 people. We had about 30.
Right.
They all jumped on top of us. I was sitting on the couch and they just jumped up and 30 kids on top of me.
Right. So, Vicky, when you say that you expected him to go earlier, and I think everybody did. Like, I think all draft watchers thought he would go earlier than that. So I imagine it becomes a bit of the elephant in the room that you're all thinking, oh, no, don't tell me. But no one wants to talk about that. How do you...
No.
What do you do? How do you cope with that?
Oh, I just sat there and, you know, we were being filmed as well.
Oh, no.
So they just were watching our response and I just couldn't believe it. It just became very quiet. We were all so, you know, excited at first and we actually started really, really taking note after pick 25. Thinking, because we were told, you know, oh, definitely 25, 30 to 35. And then as the night wore on and we just got quieter and quieter, his uncle had to leave. He couldn't take it anymore.
Oh dear. Poor bugger.
Oh, no. Vicky.
The outcome's great.
It really is.
And you've gone to a fantastic club in Collingwood. What's prior to the draft, how active, like, did you have a sense that might happen?
No. I mean, Ben's, he's had a few interviews with Collingwood and they came over to our house and he trained a little bit with them because he was in the academy. He trained for a few weeks with them and he's used the Collingwood physio, but we hadn't heard from them for weeks. So, you know, we had no idea that we were hoping. But we actually had no idea. We actually had no idea at all where he was going to go.
No,
absolutely no idea.
Oh, and he said that to us. But what happened straight up? I know it's been less than 24 hours, but do the club call you? Do they call him? What's happened since?
Well, our first call was from Eddie.
Is that right?
Eddie McGuire.
Isn't that great?
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
He called and welcomed us to the family. So that was lovely. That was really nice. So
that's first class.
That is
it,
class.
Vicky? That is first class, I reckon.
Yep. Had a good chat to him. He was lovely. So that was, really nice of him to do that. And I don't know, I'm not sure who else Ben's heard from. He's whenever all the boys jumped on him, the beer went all over his phone. I think his phone's out of order at the moment.
Right. So on behalf of Ben Crocker, if you're trying to get through to him today and he's not responding, there's the blanket apology.
Right.
And what did Eddie say to you?
Oh, he just said, you know, we're so pleased to have Ben. We didn't think we were going to get him. We thought he would have gone. So excited to have him and welcome to the club, and just told me a little bit about the club, about all their facilities and, you know, and that they're a very family orientated club, and they were just so excited to have us.
Beautiful. That's great, Vicky. Look, he's got into a fantastic environment. There's no question about that. And it might have taken a little longer than everybody was thinking, but he got there eventually. So it's all in front of
him. My heart's still pounding.
I bet it is. You have to live it very, very hard with those boys alongside you, Vicky. All credit to you. And well done for supporting your boy the way you clearly have right through his footy journey. Good on you.
Thank you.